Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
My name is Mark Lozo, and I am the Education Director at Theodore Roosevelt Inaugural National Historic Site.
My name is Spencer Morgan. I'm the Executive Director for the Theodore Roosevelt Inaugural National Historic Site.
So, gentlemen, an interesting and exciting partnership with the Buffalo Double Decker Bus Tours and the Roosevelt Inaugural National Historic Site will give guests the opportunity to learn about the unexpected inauguration. Give us an overview about what this tour is going to be all about.
Well, to some extent, the bus tour covers the same story that we do in a tour of our museum, which is the story of President McKinley's visit to Buffalo, his shooting and eventual death, and Roosevelt's inauguration here at the home. But it tells it from a different perspective. The bus allows us to travel around to different parts of the city, to see locations that are connected to that story, and to talk about aspects of that story and perspectives on it that we don't normally have a chance to talk about when touring the museum itself. So it's an opportunity, even if you've been to the Roosevelt site, to learn new facts and aspects of that story that you might have never heard before.
Yeah, can you walk us a little bit through the route of the tour bus we'll be taking and what people can see on the tour?
Well, the tour will spend a good share of the time touring the grounds of the Pan American Exposition, or where it would have been in 1901, including the Buffalo History Museum, which is the only major building still standing for the Pan American Exposition. But we'll also go through the grounds and visit the locations of some of the major events. The buildings aren't there anymore, but we can say that we are in the spot where President McKinley gave his speech on the fairgrounds on September 5th of 1901, near the spot where President McKinley was shot in the Temple of Music on September 6th of 1901. We'll also travel by the site of the John Milburn home where President McKinley was cared for post-surgery and where he eventually died. Spoiler alert. We'll head also downtown, visit the area of the train station where Vice President Roosevelt would have arrived in Buffalo following the shooting of President McKinley. We will go by the location of where police headquarters would have been at the time, Old County Hall, where President McKinley's body would be laid out after his death, and where ultimately the assassin would be tried.
Maybe you can answer this, Spencer. I'm not sure, but how did you guys come to partner with the Buffalo Double Decker Tour Bus? Have you worked with them before?
I have not worked with the Double Decker Tour Bus before in my career, but I can give a shout out to Joel, who is the leader of that group. I have a history working with Joel. He is a great historian, and he is a true treasure to the city of Buffalo. He gives a really great, comprehensive tour every time he gives a tour about the history of the city, the history of economic impacts on the city, everything that we as Western New Yorkers take pride in, he really gives character to. So when I took over as executive director here on April 1st, I was beyond thrilled to find out that I would be working with Joel again. I am excited that we have these double-decker buses parked outside this site three times this summer, once in June, July, and August. And I am beyond thrilled to be able to give more background and more history to the story of the unexpected inauguration here on September 14th, 1901.
Without giving too much away of the tour, of course, what are some things you think the guests will find most interesting about the history when they go on this tour, Mark?
On the tour, they'll learn more detail about McKinley's comings and goings while he was here in Buffalo. He had been here a couple of days even before he was shot, and then would linger over a week after the shooting itself. They'll hear some stories about his post-surgical care, and a particular interesting anecdote about a rather unusual procedure that was involved in his post-surgical care. I think I'll leave that for the bus tour to get into details about that. And they'll also learn more about Roosevelt's comings and goings from Buffalo. He had come into Buffalo after the shooting, left again, then came back. We'll talk some about why he felt that it was appropriate for him to leave Buffalo in the middle of the week, how he then learned about President McKinley's failing health, what the city was like and what the mood was like in Buffalo and in the nation as Roosevelt arrived back into Buffalo on September 14th. And a little bit about Roosevelt's response in terms of his actions as president in the wake of President McKinley's shooting and how that affected his views regarding anarchism and immigration.
And if I can add, Mark briefly mentioned the special medical care that was given to the late president during his quote-unquote attempted recuperation. One of our favorite pieces in our collection here in the TR site is the actual needle used to sew up President McKinley following his shooting. We don't take it out a great deal, as you can imagine. It's one of those more macabre pieces of history. Mm-hmm. But looking towards the future here, September 14th of 2024 actually falls on a Saturday. So we're planning some really exciting programming based on this anniversary date, and we hope to have some special collection items out on display as well.
And Spencer, you know, what do the people need to know? I know you mentioned a few of the dates, but what do the people need to know if they want to sign up and take this tour?
All they need to do is visit our website at trsite.org. That's TRSITE.org. We do have a full range of programs and events that you can book tickets to through that website, including our TR Tuesday Talks, of which we have one coming up this Tuesday featuring the new president and CEO, Shays. We're very happy to welcome him back, Brian Higgins, in his new capacity to the TR site as well.
I know you said you just got here in April, but what's the excitement level for you guys right now? You'll be giving the tours. Is this something that you've been preparing for since you got here, or you've been trying to do for a while now?
Yeah, you know, we've had these tours and programs really in place for a while. It was just a matter of bringing it to the next level. The excitement, you know, here now is just bringing the TR site to the next level. If you visited the TR site in the past, you know that we have some wonderful technology, some wonderful sensory experiences as a tour commences throughout the house. We're planning on adding more to that, and I'm really excited about some of the advancements, especially the technological ones we'll be making here on site. Another exciting piece to the TR site is our virtual reality components that we have accessible through our website. You can come to the site and learn more about the day that happened and all the occurrences that happened on September 14th, 1901, or you can learn about it from the comfort of your own home or classroom by visiting trsite.org.
I know that the double-decker tour buses are kind of a limited-time thing right now, but do you think, you know, with enough interest, you'll be doing more with the double-decker tour buses in the future?
You know, we've got some ideas up our sleeve about that. I'm really hoping we can do something special, specifically about September 14th on that day in particular. But yes, we're hoping to add more and grow these tours. As you can imagine, a double-decker tour bus only fits so many people, especially on that second level. So we're hoping that we can add more capacity to this program in particular.
All right.